Hey, good Wednesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I am Eric Dethridge. Well, you have to wonder what some of Michael Jackson's closest friends in the music industry think about Finding Neverland, of course, that HBO documentary that details the alleged sexual abuse of two boys, now grown men, at the hands of Michael Jackson. Well, Stevie Wonder has now weighed in when asked how people should feel about listening to his friend's music. He told TMZ, and before you could say, why are you quoting TMZ? They do have video of Stevie saying this. He said, quote, "He died. He's dead. Hopefully we can continue the legacy of inspiration he has given a lot of kids and a lot of people," end quote. Meanwhile, in Britain, there's a protest going on by Michael Jackson fans outside the BBC for their decision to air the two-part documentary on one of their channels. Ah, Steph Chura, a name out of the Motor City you should definitely get to know. She has announced her sophomore album, Midnight. Will Toledo of Car Seat Headrest produced the record, which is out June 7th. Steph Chura will play the 7th Street Entry in Minneapolis in August. In the meantime, you can check out her distorted and rockin' first single, Method Man, online. It is cool. And speaking of a cool cat out of Detroit, another more famous minimalist rocker from there and a big baseball fan to boot, Jack White, has donated $10,000 to a crowdfunding effort to renovate the historic Hamtramck Stadium in Motown, one of the last remaining Negro League baseball stadiums in the country. Good work, Jack. Some sad news. Original Let's Active drummer Sarah Romweber has died. She was 55. She joined the North Carolina Jangle Pop band when she was just 17, along with frontman Mitch Easter and bassist Faye Hunter. Let's Active got noticed when they opened up for REM in Georgia in 1981. In the statement, Superchunk's Mac McGaughan, a fellow North Carolinian, wrote, quote, "Sarah Romweber, a fantastically powerful and creative drummer," end quote. Ah, a bunch of birthdays today. Furry Sings the Blues, the inspiration of that Joni Mitchell song, Memphis bluesman Walter Furry Lewis, the king of Western swing, Bob Wills, Mary Wilson of the Supremes, David Gilmour of Floyd, Murray Head, Remember One Night in Bangkok, of course you do, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, Kiki D, Guy Garvey of Elbow, and Vampire Weekend drummer Chris Thompson. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on.